Hey, Sylvia, how are you doing?
Hello, Steph.
Thanks for making the time. And we're doing this without any script. First of all, you look amazing. The hair, the jackets. Yeah, awesome, awesome. Look, the purpose of this is to really dig into some aspects that you and I haven't discussed, which is your testimony, your journey, and kind of how you started. First of all, I want to start with one thing that is an anomaly with you. Is you rebound out of all the instructors with sneakers. Let's get to that one quickly before we get into all the other stuff. Why do you rebound with sneakers? Because we generally advise people not to because of various reasons, right? So it's the feeling of the mat. It's making sure that we don't have rolled ankles, pronation, et cetera, et cetera. But we do have rare cases where people do it with sneakers because they either have an insert or they have a precondition or personal choice, which is quite unique. So let us know why you wear sneakers while rebounding.
Well, the whole reason I started rebounding was because I was too injured to do anything else. And one of my injuries was in my foot. I had a plantar fasciitis and also Achilles tendonitis. It was so difficult to just even get out of bed in the morning and walk down the stairs. My bedroom's upstairs. And when I started rebounding, it did initially hurt, but it didn't hurt as much as if I had to go for a run or play tennis. I couldn't do those things anymore because my foot hurt so badly. So I started rebounding with sneakers on to give me that extra little bit of support in my heel while I was rebounding. So even though I was pushing flat like this with my foot on the rebounder, my instep was still protected. And then, without even realizing it, after a couple of months, the injury went away completely. I walked normally. I got out of bed. My foot wasn't sore. It was quite incredible because it just disappeared in a way in which I didn't really think about it. One day it was there. Next minute it was gone.
Wow.
And I thought, well, maybe I could rebound without sneakers on. I did rebound without sneakers on and tried that. And the injury started coming back. So I think it's something to do with the way that my feet are, that I need that protection in the instep. And that's why I feel more comfortable using sneakers when I rebound. But I also have to say, a very important thing for me is that I rebound, I don't just use the rebounder. I'm a great believer in that the rebounder is more than just for jumping on.
Right.
The rebounder needs to be used in all its entirety, all around it. It needs to be picked up. It just, it's like a tool. It's not just a trampoline.
Beautiful.
So when I teach, I stand, I get off, I get up, I jump down. That jumping is important because it helps with your bone density. Yeah. So to jump on a solid surface is important for me. And sometimes I actually do that.
Right.
In fact, I try and introduce a little bit of that in all of my workouts. I also like to move because I'm originally an aerobics instructor. I like to move from side to side around. I use it as a bit of a step. So I'm doing three-step repeaters. I'm doing shuffles. That rebounder is a stage.
Right.
That needs to be used in its entirety. And when I use my shoes, I feel more grounded, I feel more stable, I feel more secure, and I feel that I can actually engage my entire body more effectively.
Awesome.
By using my sneakers.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there's so many lessons to learn. And again, listen to your body, do it in the right way. But also when you're going to wear a sneaker, Silver Miles is not wearing those thick sneakers with the rubber pumps underneath and all of that.
Oh, yes, totally.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a normal low sole, lightweight sneaker. You know, that's the general guidance in that regard, right?
Very important. Should have mentioned that right in the very beginning. And I specifically look for a barefoot sneaker.
Right, right.
So that my feet inside are still in a natural position. Mm-hmm. And my, you know, do you know what I mean? My barefoot sneaker.
Yep.
Yeah, so my feet are still, they're not crunched up.
Yeah,
and I've been asking Lisa for ages and ages to please design a rebounding sneaker because to me that would be the ultimate. I know you do sell some barefoot sneakers, but I can never find ones that fit me properly.
Yeah, because we do them ad hoc and sometimes it's after weeks.
Yes.
But okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do that. We're actually going to do it. And you know what we're going to do? Let me make this commitment. We're going to do a Sylvia Miles collabed one where we'll have
Oh,
like
awesome.
you know that silhouette of you with on the rebounder up. Maybe we'll put your silhouette on the shoe. How about that? Let's do one like that.
Awesome. Great
Okay,
idea.
we're gonna go like we're gonna use. Okay, cool. So that's just an anecdotal FYI to folks out there about it. I think it's an important point. But the purpose of today is really you know, one thing about your testimony is the way it blew everyone away when you began. Because when you began, you were in our old studio. And let me go through some of that and then you can give us your version of it. I remember the story and I remember you coming in, and you were definitely not in the shape that you're in right now, right then. And I remember you bouncing and Lisa coming after the class and saying, there's this lady, she came, her name's Sylvia Miles. And then there was this like embarrassing moment. And, you know, we had to do X, Y, and Z. And it was related to incontinence. And then you kept on coming, and it kept on building. And all the way to us putting up your testimony on social media, which I had that before and after picture. And I'll never forget that before and after picture. It was you sitting on the beach before in like a seated position, reading a book, and then we did an after, which was you in more or less the same position reading a book too, and
With the same bikini
same bikini. And it was like two different human beings completely. And I'll never forget the comments underneath. People started attacking us, saying, "This is unrealistic. You guys should stop photoshopping. You should stop using AI. You should
It's
stop using
fake.
it's fake." And then, just so everyone knows who's watching this, I sent that to Sylvia saying, can you believe this? This is so awesome. Because it started going like we had like I think it was 100 and something comments underneath it. Our people are like, yes, unrealistic expectations being set on social media, and this is just and stop being a brand like that. And I thought, perfect opportunity. We're not going to respond. I'm going to forward it to you. And your response was amazing when you said, this is like the greatest compliment ever, that people who think that this was photoshopped or this was like unreal, like AI to look like this, but it was legitimately your journey. So take us from that, like first time you came to the studio, the whole challenge that you had, all the way through to kind of where you are today, which is extraordinary. I mean, every time I see you on a rebounder, first of all, I can't believe your age, and number two is your body is incredible. I mean, I haven't met a lot of people your age with a body like that, and it's testament to what you do and rebounding and your commitment around it, etc. But yeah, take us from like A to Z on it.
Okay, just before I go there, I just want to comment on the picture. I have to say that that co picture caught me completely unawares as well,
Really,
because I had never really thought I was out of shape or fat or anything. I was living my life perfectly happily. I was just upset that I couldn't move and get my heart rate up and exercise, because I've been used to doing that for my whole life. It's already a part of who I am. So I rebounded and rebounded and just continued with my life and enjoyed thoroughly what I was doing and got more and more involved because I was having so much fun with it. And then I went that picture was taken by a beach cottage that I have in Mzumbi. Went back, had the same costume in my cupboard, put it on, went and took another picture, and I was completely blown away by the difference.
Incredible.
Me too, I was also blown away. I couldn't believe it. And I was just completely overwhelmed and so happy that I'd started the journey
It's
of
amazing.
rebounding. I have never ever looked back, and I can honestly say it's the best thing that's ever happened to me in terms of my fitness and mental health.
How long have you
Mental
been doing it
health also being
now?
very
Yeah,
important
big
part
one.
of this.
Yeah, absolutely. How long have you been doing it now? When was the first day you walked into the studio over there?
I think it was October 2020.
It's not long.
I'm pretty, yes. No, it's not that long. So I first walked into that studio, feeling quite depressed about not being able to move. And a friend had mentioned Lisa to me. We were cycling. I was trying to exercise while cycling because it was one of the few things I could do, cycle and swim, because I was too injured to do anything on my feet. But cycling took such a long time. You have to go cycle for 4 hours to get the same amount of calorie burn as you do when you're on a rebounder. And if you swim, oh my gosh, you have to swim in winter and you have to get your hair wet. drama. So my friend said to me, "Why don't you try rebounding?" I said, "What's rebounding?" And she told me about Lisa. I've got a business in Joburg, so I came up to Joburg and I thought, let me pop in. And the original studio happened to be just down the road from where my shop is. Popped in, did the class with Lisa, and at first I just thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought, oh my gosh, this is so much fun.
Right.
And I loved the music and I loved the vibe. But then I started leaking.
Right.
I can't think of a better word to say it. And that completely caught me completely unawares because I didn't realize that my pelvic area was so weak.
Right.
And I happened to be wearing light gray pants and you could see it so obviously. So I sat on the rebounder and just towards the end of the lesson, and I was so embarrassed, I started crying. And Lisa came to me and she said, "Don't worry, don't get so upset." She was so kind. She put her arm around me and she said, "It happens. It's normal. It's going to get better." I like get tears in my eyes when I think about it because she was just so kind and lovely to me. And
Yeah, and I have to take a break. And it happens to so many people, and we don't really publicize it because it is quite a personal thing, and it's quite a feminine thing. And it's something as a male being in and around Lisa with the classes, where I actually have to teach the boys in the class that monitor the ladies. We actually train them, and we don't tell many people this. We actually train them to watch out for that and to make sure that they bring, like, Bridgie into the class, like Bridget will come into the class, so them, so they don't deal with it, but they do look out for it and they're aware of it. And it, I won't, you won't believe me, it happens so often.
I do believe you.
Yeah. And what's extraordinary is how it gets, and I'm going to say it because I can, I'm not Lisa Raley, but like
Spending my
rebounding
final.
heals this. Yeah, rebounding heals this. Like, really, it heals this stuff, because I've seen people with that exact same issue, and then after 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it's gone. And it's quite incredible. So yeah, keep going on that.
It certainly heals it, but it's taken me longer than 3 or 4
Right.
weeks. In fact, and maybe it's to do with my age, I actually have been to see a specialist, and he said sometimes it just gets worn
Okay.
and old. And the reason I'm being so honest and explaining this is because I don't want to raise false expectations.
Expectations, right?
Sometimes you do need an operation.
Yes.
I haven't needed one, but I might in the future. And I just want to say that it took a lot longer than 3 or 4 weeks to get ready, and or I mean to get better. And sometimes I don't leak at all, but there are times where I still do leak.
Right, okay.
But I know when it's happening and I can control it. It will happen when I'm not thinking about it, like I'm deeply involved in giving it all I have, and then suddenly I realize. So I can think about it, I control it, I can hold my core tight, and I can actually control it,
Wow.
which is something, it shows how strong my core has become and my pelvic floor has become. And to me, that's amazing.
It's
It's
amazing.
amazing. I don't think any other exercise would be able to do it besides the rebounder.
Yeah, Kegels and that whole area, what people don't realize is the movement of rebounding
It's
actuates.
just plain jumping.
Yeah, and the thing is, when we looked at it anatomically, I had a discussion with Lisa not too long ago about it. What's amazing about the rebound, and when we talk about the core engagement, people always think abs, like abs. But what they don't
Yes.
realize is, like, behind the abs is other muscles, and behind those other muscles, and the muscles go all the way around, and then they go into your fillets at the back, and then they all go in and around your
Exactly.
pelvic area. And all of that's actuated when you're bouncing, because so much of your proprioception and your balance is, and all of that,
Exactly.
it's not just the one area, it's the compounded area being engaged. And that overall strength gives you greater strength and greater mind muscle connection. So you can do what you're doing, where you
Yes.
realize it, but you can control it. And that's what it's all about, right?
And abs are just such a tiny part of that.
Yeah, to tell Lisa that. That's why I don't care about them so much. It's just a little. Yeah, anyway, six packs and all that. But yeah, you're absolutely right. It's such a small part of it. And what so many people, we talk about incontinence, but so many people suffer from so many other things related to weak cores, right? So it's back problems, or they have, like, knee
Yes.
problems. But it's actually, you don't have a back problem. You don't actually have a knee problem. What you have is a weak core problem. And like, if you focus on that, it solves all the other stuff. But let's get to, so the incontinence, you went through that. That's a journey. Tell me about the menopause side of it.
Okay. I just also want to say that the core part of this whole journey is just, it's the key element to understanding everything that is perfect about rebounding.
Right.
Your core is the center of your being, and every single thing stems from it. Yeah. Not to diminish our other body parts, okay? Everything else is important too, but it stems from the core.
I agree with you. Your stability, when you age, when you're about to fall, what brings you back is actually your core. You know what? You're absolutely correct. If you take a look at your body as kind of two parts, right? Your spine is there, and then you've got the top part, you've got where your hips are going down, the bottom part, the thing that connects it is that constitution of muscles all around your navel, bum, tummy, you know, genital area up under your rib cage. That is like pretty much what keeps your head on your body and keeps everything aligned. You're absolutely correct. That's strong, like everything else just aligns.
Exactly.
And rebounding challenges that probably more so than any type of exercise, because it's multiple G forces, it's proprioception, it's imbalance and constant instability. It's perfect.
There is nothing else. Yeah. I can't think of anything else that challenges your core as much as rebounding. And I think that's why NASA says it's the greatest exercise ever invented by mankind.
Definitely.
And I'm just like 100% beyond that, behind that.
And you can do it like low impact. So you can do it injured, you can do it aged, you can do it, you know, and it's the impact, provided that the rebound is a high quality rebounder, it's the ultimate modality. Okay, cool. Let's get to menopause, because that's the double click I want to do. Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to explain the importance of the core to me and how incredible it was on the rebounder, because you can't separate menopause and aging. The two go together.
Right.
And as you age, I always say this in my workshops, is it an aging workshop or is it a menopause workshop? You can't separate the two.
Mm.
And as you age, the one thing that weakens is your core. The rebounder is going to keep it strong. If your core is strong and tight, your internal organs are going to benefit. Your balance is going to benefit. Your ability to walk straight and upright is going to benefit. Your whole being will benefit. And when you're strong and walking straight and upright and you're able to do stuff, your mind is going to follow suit. Rebound, when you're on menopause, things in your body start to decline. It's nothing we can do about that. Your knees, your muscle condition, your center of balance. Rebounding is the only thing that an older person can do and still raise their heart to a level that you are sweating and panting, that your heart rate works between 60 and 80% of its max, which is what we need to do to make a difference to our fitness, our tone, and even our mental well-being. Mm-hmm. We need to pant. We need to sweat. We need to do it for at least 20 minutes, 3 or 4 times a week. What other sport modality is going to be able to do that for us without getting us injured?
Yeah.
There isn't one. There isn't one.
Mm-hmm.
And also for 45 minutes. Okay, I could go on a cycle. Who's got time to go on a cycle for 4 to 5 hours, 3 or 4 times a week? I don't.
100%. I think the compounded return on effort is extraordinary, right? 2 minutes on a rebound equals 6 to 9 minutes of running. On average, 400 to 600 more muscles employed when you're doing it because of all the instability, etc. And then you wrap it up with low impact, multiple forces of gravity. You've got lymphatic detoxification and drainage. You've got, you know, muscle, bone density incrementing. You've got, you know, your heart rate. When I'll tell you something that's quite interesting. One of our partners, I'm not going to say who, but one of our medical partners that provides medical insurance, when we did the partnership with them, the first 3 months where you could buy a rebounder and then get a discount based upon your membership number with them, the first 3 months, they ran to us and said, stop the partnership. And they called me, and I was like, "What? Why?" And they said, "Because whatever people are doing on your with your equipment is giving us erratic signals on their trackers, on their Garmins and their Apple Watches. Stop, stop, stop. The data is not making sense." They're medical doctors, and when I went into the head office to understand what the issue was, the meeting was, "Well, we're seeing people's heart rates going into a particular zone and staying there for way too long and being there too quickly and too vigorously for too long, and that's not possible consistently." And we were like, "What?" And then what we did was we put rebounders down at the head office, and they utilized it, and they were shocked. Out of all the modalities that they track as an insurance, medical insurance company, rebounding is the one that got people's heart rates on average into zone, certain zones quicker, and that those zones will maintain the longest versus the other exercise. With and they just couldn't believe that someone could do that for that long, that wasn't as fit before, or that they knew some other things about, or that was a type 2 diabetic that was doing it, or and they just and it blew them away. So I mean, it was so unique. Just the profile on the smartwatches was unique to them, where they had to pause, and it took a couple of weeks, and then they went, "Okay, we get it." And we tried to get them to release a paper on it, this is what they wouldn't, but
Yeah, that
that was
just shows
crazy.
it.
Yeah. So for, your point is that coming from core, you're saying strong core aligns with the overall body mindset, etc., and being in that condition prepares you well or helps your journey through menopause and also postmenopause. Now, one of the things about menopause, I'm going to ask you as a guy. That's why I'm doing it today, and not like Lisa, because you ladies jump and hop around it. So I'm going to be like a guy this time because we don't experience this. But apparently, by the way, I heard that we actually do in parallel when it does happen. Something happens to us also, but it's I'm not it, it's like not refuted. It's refuted science. But is muscle loss a big issue during menopause? I've heard this, like muscle loss, bone loss are big issues during that time. Is this correct? Is this something that you've noticed?
Yeah, absolutely. Your body does want to, your body starts dying. It's like running out of petrol, you know? You know, like when you run out of petrol and you start like splattering and then finally you're dead.
Yeah, you come
So
first.
you have to, but you don't have to. You can keep fueling your engine.
Right.
You can keep servicing it. You can keep changing the oil. You know, you don't have to run out of petrol. So yes, it is your body getting ready to become sedentary,
Right.
to start telling you need to sit on the couch, you need to stay at home and watch TV. But life's not like that anymore. Life's changing. You know, we're not sitting at home knitting booties for our grandchildren. We're out and about, we're doing stuff. We need to keep our bodies at that level so that we can continue living
Yeah.
to its full extent for as long as possible.
Yeah. And you're doing that because you, I mean, it's extraordinary. Some of the things that I've seen you write to Lisa when you're in Italy and then you're on a boat somewhere and then you're running with bounty boots in some European forest or something. It's and I it almost feels like I reading between the lines, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think somewhere you did mention like you've never had as much energy as you've had now. I mean, it's similar to what you had when you were in your youth, right?
I have got a, I'm a, I'll show it to you, Steph, but I've got a picture of me when I am in, I think I was 18.
Right.
Then I've got a picture of me before I started rebounding. And then I have a picture of me now in the same outfit as when I was 18, similar, not exactly the same. And you can see how my body has gone from the 18-year-old to the menopause person, and then the after rebounding person looks, the body looks almost exactly the same as the 18-year-old. I promise you, I'll send
No,
it to you after
no,
this
I
interview.
believe you because I've seen you. I've done classes with you, and you're in a crop top and tight little shorts and stuff, and like your muscle composition, your tone. So what's
Yes,
is it
it's amazing.
genetics? Is it consistency? What's your secret? Because it's not just getting on a rebound and bouncing, right?
I'm glad you said that because a lot of people look at this and say, "Oh, it's just genetics." To a certain extent, it is genetics. I've been blessed with certain looks, but look at the in-between photo because that's what I could be like.
That's
You know,
true.
that's still me. It's also genetics.
Yes.
You know, so there's genetics and genetics. It plays a role, yes, but you can also shape that yourself, and that applies to anybody.
Yeah.
No matter what genetics you have.
Yeah.
And another thing I want to mention before we forget, before I forget, or maybe you might not ask me about it, but a very, very important part of menopause is that you get anxious and you get prone to lacking, to feeling a bit depressed and down in the dumps. And this anxiety is something that I've had to suffer quite a lot, to deal with quite a lot. And anxiety, and also I'm trying to look for better words for
can I describe it in like a masculine view of it, right? So it must it must be something mentally at a most basic level, to where nature's telling you you can't reproduce anymore, number one, right? You just can't do that anymore. It's also quite a pivotal moment. I mean, for me as a man, when I turned 50, I had in principle a similar emotional feeling about it. I was like, whoa, this is like really, really halfway. Like at best, this is halfway, you know, and like, and you're really taking an account of what happened the 50 years before, and you become really contemplative and you start panicking because 60 was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and suddenly 60 is a decade from now. It's 2 times 48 and you're at 60 pretty much. And that's very scary because life starts presenting itself and time seems to shorten because you can kind of see around you. You start getting the phone calls of your guy that you went to school with having cancer, this person dying, you're going to more funerals than any time before. Others are stuff. It's just a very scary time. And it takes a while when you enter that phase mentally.
Yeah.
You acclimatize in a way. Is that, am I saying it right? I mean, I'm not trying to draw parallels, but in principle, that's what I kind of feel at the moment. Being 51, it's still the dust is still settling from an emotional well-being. I suffer from the anxiety of my goodness, is this, my kids are getting to their mid-20s. My friends are dying. My friend's parents are all dying. It's crazy. It's like it takes a while to acclimatize. Maybe you never do, but from a mental health perspective, it's a massive challenge. And if you're not in good shape in a good place, yeah, it's going to get you, right?
I'm very glad you said that because it's totally true. It's in such, okay. It's a, such a good way of describing it. You do, you come as a woman, you put on earth to reproduce.
Yeah.
Biologically, I mean.
Yeah.
Then suddenly you lose your purpose. Mm-hmm. You think, what am I doing here? What is the reason for my existence? I might as well just die.
Yeah.
The mankind doesn't need me anymore.
Right.
So, yes, I think it makes you depressed. Mm-hmm. It makes you anxious. It makes you wonder. It makes you question yourself. Well, how does this relate to rebounding? Because rebounding makes me happy. That's the only way to say it. I get on that rebounder. I bounce around. I dance. I don't get the opportunity to dance anymore. I'm past the age where I can go to nightclubs and parties, and I mean, I still do if I go to a wedding or something, but I don't get the opportunity to dance every day. With rebounding, I rebound every day. I dance and enjoy myself and lift my spirits every day. And all the ladies that come to my classes every day feel exactly the same way. They cannot wait to come rebounding because we're going to jowl. We're going to have such a jowl. You know, we leave, we're happy. We could have arrived depressed and down in the dumps, but we leave happy.
Right.
What you said about getting to a different stage in your life where you're getting older, I agree that it's depressing. You painted a very negative picture, Steph, about getting older, about people dying, about people getting sick. Yes, I don't disagree with you. But menopause also gives you a certain freedom.
Right. Okay.
You know, you're free from feeling the need to conform.
Okay.
And that is incredibly liberating for me.
Okay.
And I think I'm entering the best stage in my life so far.
Mm.
I would never look back. I'm just so happy where I am and so grateful that rebounding has come into my life, because I don't think I would have achieved this point if I didn't have that.
If you were not in this physical condition, and if you had not found rebounding, where would you be? Then give me a frame of where you could possibly have been. What's the opposite of this? Would it have been the opposite of this?
I think I would have been maybe not the opposite, because I am who I am.
Right.
But I definitely wouldn't have been as active and as energetic. I wouldn't have been as confident. I wouldn't have been as, I feel I can do anything. I feel powerful. You
Right.
know, I feel I've started my, I've after at the age of 60, I've got a re, oh, I'm 61 now. I've got a business that I've started from scratch and it's taking off. My rebounding is going places.
Awesome.
It's, I'm loving it. I'm more, I'm so keen and enthused and interested in what I'm doing.
Yeah, as a bounty inspector. Yeah, you both did that.
As,
Sylvia, I'm going to I'm going to ask you the following.
As a bounty instructor affiliated to Life of Bounty and doing videos and helping people, I have lots of people coming to me every day rebounding in Wartburg. Wartburg's becoming the mecca of rebounding in KZN.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I mean, it's just incredible, just the mindset and what comes out of you now. It's, I mean, I can see it. I can see the way you dress, the way you look. I mean, it's just you know, when I look at your so your images and videos that you send us, I mean, you are living what seems to be like the best version of you at the moment, which is extraordinary. The question for you is...
Yes, thank you. To go back to the question you asked me, where do I see myself? How would I have been now if I hadn't been rounding? Rebounding, a more frumpier version of myself, wearing more loose flowing clothes, maybe not walking as strongly, being at home more, starting to rely on my children to make me, to fill my loneliness, so
to fulfill you,
to fulfill me. It's not, I'm not doing, I'm not relying on anyone. I just, it's just me. I don't need anyone. I love having people around me, but I don't need them. You know, so I'm a more independent, in control, capable person now.
That's so beautiful. That testimony is so beautiful. What for men in there? Give me, let me, how do I ask this question? How, what would you wish men would know, understand better about women in this phase of their life, perimenopause, menopausal? What should we be more like? What just give advice to me. My wife hasn't gone through it yet, right? So what should I expect, and what should, just give me advice and guidance.
I think you need to still see us. We're still there. We're in the room. We're very visible. Okay, it's very hard to ignore Lisa Staff.
Very, very, very hard. Yes. Yeah.
I don't think that's ever going to happen to you.
Right.
But I often feel like I'm part of the furniture and people don't really want my opinion.
Right.
I feel like I'm not seen.
Mm.
It's okay. I can deal with it. But I think quietly to myself, if only they knew or understood or asked for some advice, the road wouldn't have to be so rocky.
Mm.
You know, because I have a lot to offer, but I'm not going to offer it if people don't listen.
Right.
I'm not going to give it without... without being asked for it.
Right, without being prompted.
Do you know do you know what I mean? So I think what I'm trying to say is we're still there. We're still people. We're still capable. See us. See us, even though we're menopausal and older.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I mean, I being exposed to the business the way I am, I get to see a lot of people, you know, doing interventions with Lisa and Carly and, you know, doing their DNA tests and you know, trying and struggling through that process because they're not at that point where you are yet, right? They're the Sylvia Miles that was, you know, 4 years ago walking into the studio the first time, unsure, etc. And I hopefully this, I mean, let me just speak to all those listening and watching this, is that this is a representation of what is possible if you endure, if you are consistent, and you've got the necessary support. I think there's a, you know, there's a lot of men. I've noticed this as a man being in and around Lisa's business, how men don't give their woman the space to be who they need to be within this context. And that if they did, they would get a better derivative, a greater, a more interesting, a more dimensional derivative of what they have. And like...
Yes, and that... That, sorry, I didn't mean to point my finger.
I knew that one was going to tag you because like, just give, she wants an hour to 90 minutes a day to do her thing on that circular mini trampoline. It's her time. It's her space. Give her the space. Keep the kids away. Make it sacred for her. Invest in their give it, because what you're going to get, I've seen as a guy, is extraordinary. You get this that's on the screen right now. I mean, this version is incredible of Sylvia Miles, right? So yeah, just respond to that. Yeah.
Respect the rebounder. Men, respect it. Yeah. It's not, I have had someone say to me that I'm going for jolly jumps.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, This is a sport modality that is hugely respected, and you get to see incredible results. Respect the rebounder. It's not only for ladies or housewives that have nothing better to do.
Right.
Except go and enjoy themselves jumping on a trampoline. It's not something that you're doing with your kids to keep them entertained. It's a serious sport.
Yep.
You know, respect it. And I challenge men to take up rebounding because they're going to struggle.
Yep. No, I'm testing that. Yep.
It's a difficult sport.
Yep.
It's not easy. It's just not only the discipline of doing it, but actually doing it is not easy. It's not so, you can't just jump. You got to jump properly and with meaning and with form and with intention. And you got to work on getting that heart rate up and doing those things properly.
No, totally. Yeah, let her do it. Give her time. Watch the results. Yeah. No,
absolutely. Yes. And respect it. Respect's a huge thing.
Sylvia, thank you for your time. This was way longer than we were supposed to go, but it's so fascinating, so interesting. And I really appreciate you making the time. And for those watching, the reason we do this is just to inspire, to share the potential, the joy that can come from this particular modality, doing DNA testing, finding a bounty instructor. If you're out in KZN, find out where Wartburg is, find out where Sylvia Miles is, Google her. She's a bounty instructor. She's on our page, etc. And yeah, this is what I love about Lisa's business, this part of it. It's, you know, there's a lot of grind and the meat and potatoes back end stuff of the business. But what makes it all worth it is to spend time with people like you, Sylvia. And it's incredible to hear these testimonies of transformed lives and empowered lives. So thank you. Thank you for making the time.
And thank you. And thank you, Steph and Lisa, for giving me the platform to do this. It's just the best thing that ever happened to me.
Much love.
Cheers.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.